This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Just this morning, White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Donald Trump showcased the announcement on Friday, declaring that the race to stand up these faster, more powerful networks is a competition that America must win.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas currently without it, a decade-long extension of an existing program. U.S. stocks closed near record highs Friday as the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, reported higher-than-expected earnings in the first quarter. The Dow gained more than 1%. The S&P was up by 2/3 of 1%. The Nasdaq ended up almost 0.5% higher.